Well, good morning, and at the sound of the fictitious tone here, the imaginary tone, this is Pen Up Talk with host Diana Prince. So, it's just after 4 a.m. I made it past my 1 to 3 o'clock in the morning window, but could not sleep until 5 a.m. So, let's do this. It's obviously still dark out. We are headed... Well, actually, we're not. This is what I mean about not doing my podcast every day. It's the beginning of October 2018. So, the weather has changed here in the desert. Lots of things are changing. The end of the year is coming. My favorite holidays are coming. So, I don't necessarily have a topic for today. That's going to be interesting when I go to label this episode. But anyways, first and foremost, thank you to everyone who has supported my podcast for the past 2 years or so and bared with me during my hiatus. I really have to make it a point to do this pretty much every morning. And, you know, it does coincide with my work schedule because I do a lot of online work on my phone. And I do it extremely early in the morning. So this is kind of a way to kickstart my day. But I definitely like covering a lot of different topics and dissecting them from an intellectual point of view and from, you know, everyone's point of view that's involved. And I like to cover topics that are business related as much as possible. And definitely things that not only relate to the pinup industry, but relate to the entertainment industry and just business in general as a whole. So, you know, I would say the only thing that has stopped me from doing so many things is the amount of time. I think that I don't even know if it's the average person or what. I think most people that are around me often enough, I mean physically, and people that I work with often enough, and then, you know, they're a part of my world online, on social media, I think that they know how much I do every single day and that it's impossible to take on another major project. And then there's people who don't know me that well, haven't really followed my work and don't work with me often and have all of these suggestions. Oh, you should, you know, write a cookbook. Oh, you should, you know, write a book and that should be the cover. Oh, you should, I understand, I should do all of these things. And yes, I can write a cookbook. Actually, I have. I can, you know, do all of these other things, you know, technically, physically, like, yeah, they can be done. But with my time, I'm unable to. So the physical part kind of disappears because I'm unable to invest myself time-wise. And then I look at all the resources that I have and I realize that, yes, I could be doing something else. Or I could be doing other things. I don't think anybody sees me as she could be doing so much more. I don't think anyone sees me that way. And what's important is I definitely know myself. And I don't see myself as being someone who could be doing much more with her life. Much more with her time. It's just about focusing and concentration on concentrating my energy and my time, my talent, my money, into specific things because I don't have all the money in the world. I don't have all the time in the world. There are things that I feel like I need to go to school and train more, you know, so I don't have all the skills in the world. But it's just a matter of balance, the balance of time. I think anyone who is a housewife and that's what they do for their living, knows that there's always something to do. There's never a day where you're going to wake up and this is for the majority, I wouldn't say for the average, I mean for the majority of us. There's never going to be a day that you wake up, even if you don't have children in the home or they're grown or whatever, there's never going to be a day when you wake up and you don't have to do something. I mean, most housewives, a lot of housewives, are also delegates and organizers, and they're like the creative directors of their home. We are, because there's so much involved in so-and-so has a doctor's appointment this day. We have to pick up this from there. We have to go do this. I mean, you could be a housewife of a business professional, and there are always going to be things that have to be done that you and only you can do. And this is every day you wake up. There's never going to be a day where everything done, every single room is perfectly clean. Okay. But there's still going to have to be food to be cooked. Even if you had a cook, even if you had a maid, you still have to get up. You still have to delegate things. You still have to, you might be responsible for other things, lots of other things. So, you know, without a doubt, I always have my work cut out for me. But when I think of 24 hours in an entire day, I think, you know, well, you know, for on the days that my husband is working, half of the day no one's here. And, you know, a good amount of time I try to get my sleep at night. So I just think of how many hours I have. And, you know, cooking and cleaning is not going to fill that many hours unless I wanted to just completely scrub my house down and cook gourmet meals every single day, but every day, you know, and have the house completely spotless. I guess somewhere along the way, me and my husband decided, or I decided, and he's going along with it, that I'm not going to be the most tidiest of housewives. I'm not the best housekeeper, I will say that, but I try. And a lot of the reason why I don't get too relaxed on things is because obviously I have people coming here every week, you know, and then there's maintenance people that come often. We've been doing like a lot of upgrading and things in our home. So it, you know, there's always a reason, obviously, for me to not let things get crazy, but I have a lot of clothes. We have a lot of clothes. I would say our bedroom that no one sees, unless it's all picked up for a photo shoot, but probably has the most disarray. It has the most clothes going on as far as them not truly being organized. But for the most part, every other room is organized currently. But see, that's my point. I'm positive that there's going to be a dish or a plate or something in that sink waiting for me when I wake up. So there's always something to do. So I'm just trying to focus on my talent, my time. You know, I always try to, you know, I have to think about all of the things that I'm doing and my husband's schedule as well as my own, and things that are, you know, I'm responsible for that are a priority first, and just, you know, try to plan everything according to everything else. I never just say, oh, well, yeah, I can definitely do that, and then commit to something when I know that it's going to take up time from something else that I'm already obligated, I'm already committed to do. So I, not only do I plan my days that way, I plan all of my decisions on what I'm actually going to be doing next month, the next couple of months, the next year, all according to all of the things that I plan on doing. Hey, it's 4:20. Ring, ring, ring. That's when I need my sound effects. But anyways, yeah, it goes beyond just planning my week or the month. When I get involved in doing something, I have to consider, can I really do something like this? School was one of those things. School is continuing to be one of the things that I fight to make time for, because it really, really, really has changed my schedule and what I'm able to do, and I see the change. And that kind of brings me to what I want to talk about today. I'm, you know, fashion is definitely a passion of mine. Somehow along the way, I really got into hairstyling, and I know it was just because I got into pinup and then eventually vintage. That is where my passion is. And It's the same thing with clothing and putting together outfits. You know, honestly, for all the things that I could be doing, or things that I could eliminate and replace those things with, and all the things everybody thinks that I could be doing, if I could just do one thing or two things full time, I would, honestly, because it's just like, you know, why I went to school for, I'm currently in school for makeup artistry, and why I took makeup classes and also got certified as a contouring and highlighting expert. Why I'm not planning on offering those as services. I'm not planning on offering makeup as a service ever. Why? Because I wanted to enhance my worth and the quality of my work and performance as a model. So I want to take my makeup skills and knowledge to the next level, which I've done and I'm continuing to do. It's kind of like the same concept as that. You know, if I could really just, you know, focus on one thing or two things, I would be happy, and I wouldn't be sad or missing all of the services and things that I could be offering or doing. And that way I could just focus on one major thing or two major things. But I've put myself in the position where, you know, I'm not able to do that. And that's what I want to change. You know, I've been really involved in pinup and fashion for years now, and shopping, you know, hey, I love it. Clothing, I love it. Like I said, I loved piecing together outfits and making them, especially modern outfits, and making them look pinup or vintage. I just really love doing that, and I love modeling clothes. So it's been since like February that I really started being a clothing model full time almost. I've been a product model and I've been a clothing model for several companies over the years, non pinup related. So this was, well, one company, this photographer who had a wonderful studio, Gwendolyn Tunderman in photography in San Diego. I miss her. I miss working with her. She was the coolest. And her studio was only like 15 minutes or less away from where we lived in San Diego. And I worked with her every single week. It was great. She's a bridal and a wedding photographer, and just a gorgeous, cute little mini studio. And I just got so many ideas from her and envied her in so many ways. Now that I look back and I'm photographing models now, you know, I took so much from working with her. But she bought an extreme amount, a large amount of, if you will, of vintage, women's vintage clothing, like dresses and, well, mainly dresses, but dresses and skirts and lingerie, like lingerie gowns from the 50s, from the 40s, name brand ones too, like Christian Dior, blah, blah, blah. And I guess she just scored a really awesome deal. So she bought a large amount from some lady, and some old lady, I'm assuming, and if I remember correctly. And she started to clean them, steam them, and wanted to have them photographed. She had a mannequin, but she was working with me, and I told her I would love to do it. And so we just went in together. So that was my first experience ever modeling vintage clothes, and probably one of my first times trying on actual vintage clothes that they fit me and I love them. And it was just an eye opener, and it just made me realize how much I really do love clothing, and I love clothing of the past. So, I mean, at that point I was already full force pinup in my lifestyle. So I was not wearing anything modern, but it really just left an imprint on my mind, because that, like I said, it was my first real time doing anything that was pinup or vintage and being a clothing model. And so it was really great. I got some great pictures. I landed a cover, and every photo shoot that we ever did was published. And some photo shoots, I gained several publications from one photo shoot. So we did really well. And, you know, thinking about that, that was years ago. So, you know, we relocated here to Las Vegas. And like I said, since about February of this year, 2018, I really started becoming a clothing model almost full time in the beginning, because the company sent me so much. And then before I know it, they sent me so much again. And it's basically been that way. I think this is the first time that I've caught up with taking pictures and everything that Atomic Jane Clothing has sent me in one shipment, providing them with the content and video content. And I've had this much span of time without them sending me anything. This is corset season for them. I had no clue. So this is a really busy time of the year for them. And I imagine it's going to happen during Christmas as well, which is right around the corner. So they are about to send me, and it's been a while, but I've needed that break. And that's what I mean about committing to things when I have all of these other things. And of course, something that is making me money is going to be a priority. So, you know, I have to consider that. But I consider all of the things that I'm already doing on a daily basis as well when I'm committing or considering investing my time into something, because if it's something that is close to what I'm already doing, it's obviously going to be easier. It doesn't mean the task is going to be easy and it takes dedication, but it's going to be easier as far as incorporating it. If I have to do something where it's going to take me out of the home every single day, that would drastically change a lot of things for me. So, you know, is it something I can do at home for the most part? You know, what's required? You know, is it we need you to do this monthly, we need you to do this one time, this is going to be something you're going to have to invest several hours in a week, excuse me, etc. So I really consider all of those things. But anyways, I've been selling clothing on eBay for so long, for years and years and years, and Barbies before that. And I'm such a consumer on eBay. That is my go-to. Even if I don't order, it's like Google and eBay are the first two places I go when I'm researching clothing or makeup. And a lot of times I'll go on Google to look at something, and then I'll go right to eBay to see what the going rate is. Excuse me for that. Thought I was doing my podcast early enough or I was not going to be interrupted. Wow, you can hear my voice change. Yeah, I wanted to finish what I was doing while I was laying down. Anyways, we don't always get what we want. I wish I had a sound effect for that. See, this is what I mean. Now I have to backtrack on what I was saying. Lucky me. Anyways, so I go to eBay to do my research. And I buy, you know, 80-90% of the things, like my lighting, my backdrops, my bobby pins, hairspray even, to clothing that is vintage and specifically sold as pinup, or specifically sold as pinup, and modern clothing that I change and make it look pinup by incorporating different accessories, and definitely got to do the pinup and vintage hairstyle. So, you know, eBay is my place to go, and I find it really accessible. And it's not like I'm trying to do a commercial for eBay. eBay's been around forever. Everybody knows how it works. I have been selling for the past couple of months on a regular basis, but it's something that I really want to do more of. And it just seems to me, I look at my pattern of myself, and when I start to get stressed out because people are canceling shoots, or people that I were working with on a regular basis financially can't afford, because something suddenly changed with them, they can't afford to do any shoots, or they have to do less, The times, and thank goodness if I can knock on wood in the air. Knock, knock, there's my sound effect. For the times in the past that I've had people that, yes, I depended on them showing up for their shoot because I planned, and I planned financially as well for that money, and then I ended up with nothing. And it set me back, it stressed me out, and, you know, I go through that from time to time. I think pretty much everybody who owns their own business knows what that's like. You know, that's why I think when things are going good, you definitely have to consider that they're not always going to be going good. Financially, maybe put something aside or make some good investments at the time that are going to help pay off when times are not flowing. I think for the most part, though, for a lot of photographers and photography studios, the summer is very slow. I've read that more than one time, and I know that everything kind of picks up during the winter, so it should start to be the busy season, especially for pinup photographers and boudoir, because I think a lot of people are going to be getting their pictures for holiday issues of magazines, Christmas issues, pinup models. The majority of us, you know, are involved in publication. And I think a lot of people will be getting their boudoir pictures for their sweetheart, for their Christmas gifts and things like that. So, and just holiday pictures. So I know that the season will be picking up, and it's been stressful. I mean, I would like to just, you know, keep my fingers crossed and hope for the best, but I always have a plan B, and then I have a plan C, and then if I have to, I have a plan D, and on an off time, I have to incorporate A, B, C, and D, you know? So, I'm not going to say never, but I'm rarely caught off guard, because I know that, you know, people enter pinup, realize that, you know, they have to be responsible for things, they have to be professional, and then they quit. People enter pinup and are in a financial situation at the time to do one shoot a month, and then they're no longer in that financial situation anymore. Or they're in the financial situation to do several shoots a month, and then something suddenly changes and they're not able to do that anymore. And then, you know, there are people that I've worked with a couple of times and made my guidelines and rules clear from day one at my academy. And I have a 3-strike rule, and I have just certain rules, like if you cancel a shoot, there's a cancellation fee. And if you do not pay that ever, I cannot invite you back. So, you know, there's a million reasons why I have a turnover rate at my business. Lots of businesses that cater to the public specifically have turnover rates. And so it happens. I think people who work independently as like instructors and things like that, they may not be contracted with a company or a brand. And so therefore they're basically hustling. You know, they're hustling just like anybody else who is in that position and has to get up and make sure that they make their money, make sure that they have plans to make their money next week, next month, next year, because they don't have a company paying them 9-to-5 or paying them, you know, a salary. It's kind of like being a real estate agent in a way, but even then you are working with a company. When you are the company, it's so much more different. It's just a whole different thing. But anyways, I do have so many responsibilities that I would have if I had a 9-to-5. I just have, they're with so many different companies, so many different projects, including my own. But anyways, you know, I do get stressed out, but I do keep in mind all the time that this happens a couple times a year, that I should be used to the turnover rate by now, because it happens, you know. So many things can change. I mean, I can give you a million examples, but I'll give you one. Somebody who has no clue about pinup, somebody who has very little clue about modeling, her sights were set on starting her own business She's from a different country. She kept coming here. Her and her boyfriend were getting serious. I mean, I don't know. I try not to know too much about someone's personal life, and I don't want them to really know that much about mine. But, you know, I drop some knowledge here and there and give some examples of my marriage. But, excuse me, for the most part, it's not necessary either way. But, you know, she came to me and was like, oh, I'm going to be getting a certain amount of money every month now. And I have this amount to give you, and I would like to do shoots while I'm here in Las Vegas. And every month I would like you to promote and bring followers to my page that I'm starting for my business. Now, see, to me, that was somebody who did some sort of planning and definitely knew what they wanted. They're starting a business. Who knows why, but now they're going to be getting an excess amount of money every single month, and they know what they want to use it on. And she knew what she wanted me to do and what she was going to be hiring me to do and how much of a budget she had. So to me, it seemed like she kind of knows what's going on here. I told her I was slightly hesitant as far as helping her build her page, even though I know I could do it, as long as she's posting, you know, lots of pictures, and if she can post pictures of, you know, our work, of the photo shoot she did as a pinup, because the business that she was going into has nothing to do with pinup. And so I told her, you know, the models that I represent, the people that I promote, have something to do with pinup. And, but it's a business that definitely, you know, pinups would definitely be involved in. Let's leave it at that. But then before the flicker of an eye, and we had no agreement, all I remember saying is, let me think about it. We're going to talk about this in emails or over the phone. You know, right now, I love the idea. It sounds like you've done some planning, but, you know, we're in the middle of a photo shoot. Let's finish with the photo shoot, get that done, and then we're going to go into this. But before I knew it, I mean, the flicker of a light, of my blink of an eye, days later, a day later, I don't know what it was. It was, oh, me and my boyfriend are getting married now. And, you know, he doesn't think I should be spending the money on doing shoots because I'm not getting paid. I'm like, but you're not a professional model at all. You've never done any modeling. You've never done any pinup at all. Why would you be paid? And at what point was it a problem? I mean, you've done 3 shoots now. You love them all. It's something that you wanted to do for fun. It's something you wanted to do because you wanted to be published. And it's something that you wanted to do to help build your brand for your business that you're starting. So what has changed? But obviously something changed, and it was like, oh, well, I found someone else to do promotion for half what you're charging. What I'm charging? What are you talking about? I never even gave you my rates. You had your mind set on what you wanted to do, and you said that this was your budget. And the first thing I said was, let's talk about it while we're not shooting. We're about to start we're actually in the middle of getting ready for a shoot and about to shoot. Let's talk about this another time. And keep in mind that the people that I manage and promote are pinups, and everything is pinup related. So bringing you followers, yes, I can do. But as far as like the pinup aspect, that is what I do. I don't just promote random businesses that aren't directly related to pinup. And I don't manage models that are not pinup models, that do not plan on doing this. But anyways, that's just a perfect example of things change, you know? And with her, the information wasn't there. She had never been given my rates. We never came to an agreement. But it was like, she was so excited and so determined and so positive about everything. And then boom, oh, well, I'm not getting paid. And oh, well, you know, I'm going to use my money on this. And I'm, hey, that's great. You know, that's why it's important for people to know what their goals are and to be for sure about them when you get involved with other people. And know what their goals are for working with you. Not with other people, but with you. Anyways, things change. But I find myself getting stressed out about funds coming from my academy on a monthly basis, and I always, the first thing that comes to my mind is, well, to supplement that income for the month, I'm going to sell more stuff on eBay. Now, the selling more stuff, it's actually possible, because if you have things that are quality items, brand new, without the tags, worn once, brand new, and stuff that I still have the tags on it, if you have quality items and you have no problem emotionally letting them go for really inexpensive, just to say cheap, you will get rid of them. I mean, most likely, and I guess it really does depend on what you're selling. But with clothing, I have found if they're brand new clothing or something that you wore one time, you tried it on and didn't like it. Well, that's the same thing as me trying something on, taking a few pictures and taking it off. It's brand new still. I don't even have to take the tags off to do that. And a lot of times that's exactly what I'm doing it for, is just for product shots, just to try it on, take a couple pictures, and that's it. I'm not even doing a full-on photo shoot that's going to be published in these clothes. But if you have things like that specifically, they will sell. Are you going to get everything you paid back if you paid $17 for a dress total, including shipping? Are you going to get $17 back? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, $17 is kind of inexpensive for a dress, but to ensure that I get rid of everything, I always start the bidding low, which is what they suggest. I rarely ever just do buy it now only. I'm considering doing that just to try it out on a few things. Just make them really, really cheap and just buy it now. Boom. You know, let's forget about the auction type of thing. But I have had a few dresses that went for triple what I originally started the bid at. So, you know, I had a whole bunch of people bidding and the price went up. So, I mean, I've got the time on my hands. I guess there's no reason I can't do a 7-day auction or a 5-day, whatever. But anyways, I immediately start to think about how I can supplement the income right away. I'm just not a fan of putting posts out on Facebook, specifically in groups, Las Vegas photography and modeling groups, looking for models, because it's so stressful. But I realize that probably at least a couple of the times that I've done it over the years, it's worked out where the model actually, you know, models actually booked, showed up, and things went well. A lot of times it has not. And I end up wasting my time in so many ways, and it's just disheartening. It's not worth it when I could be utilizing my time elsewhere. And that's really what it comes down to. So in the groups, I mainly post what we've been doing, what I've already been doing. And I say, anyone want to, you know, I may or may not add. I usually don't, but sometimes I'll add, you know, hey, book your shoot today. But for the most part, I'm just showing people, and then people will see stuff and then they'll contact me. They'll see what I'm doing, not what I'm trying to do, and not what I did last year or 5 years ago, but what I just did today, what I just did last week, publications that my clients are in right now, just dropped, etc., etc. So I like to show people like that, and then it's like, I figure, you know, hey, if they want to work with me and they like what they see, they're going to contact me. So that's basically how I do that. And I think a lot of people would say, well, if you looked for models more, you would book more. Yes, but the time involved and the time wasted with the unprofessional ones, the ones that have no clue, the ones that expect all of these things, the ones that think that they should be paid, the ones that don't think they should have to pay, you know, people who book and then flake, people who, you know, book and then are totally unprofessional, show up completely unprepared, and it's not worth the little bit of money that I am charging. So when I look at things like that, I'm like, it's not worth the time. I could actually be using the time, not just to post. Posting takes seconds, but when I'm replying, when I'm communicating, when I'm giving the information, when I'm planning for somebody who cancels and doesn't pay the cancellation fee, when I'm planning for somebody who shows up completely late or completely unprepared, or later on down the line causes drama, breaks rules, knowing the rules, it's really not worth it. I think to myself, I could have used those hours and be listing stuff on eBay. I mean, really, I could think of a million other things, but I'm saying specifically because that's the first thing I think of when I've taken a financial loss that I was expecting and planning for. When times do get slow and rough for me financially, but I still have financial obligations every month, and there are things that I have to invest in. I would say have to, but there's things that I really want to invest in every single month, every single month. So I have to have my money, you know, I really do. And so, you know, looking from the outside in, I don't know what people think my life is like, but I actually do have bills. I actually do have things that I like to invest in every single month for my career and for my business to grow and advance and to maintain it. I mean, I have tools and supplies that have to be replaced and have to be replenished. Going to school has cost me money and also taken up a lot of time. And that's another thing, you know, school has taken up my time. And so it's all about juggling that time. And it's not even really a matter of perspective. It's like, how much time do I really have? Like physically, how much actual time do I have today to put towards that? So that's the first thing I do, is think about the selling on eBay. And it's like, people who are making a decent income selling stuff on eBay, whether they are going to thrift stores and finding things and reselling them, whether they found somebody who was selling like 100 vintage pieces, you know, inexpensively, and they were able to go and buy them all. There's just so many reasons why people have stuff. They went up in their attic. Maybe somebody was moving. I had a friend of mine go into a storage unit that she was keeping for so long, and I guess she decided she didn't want to pay for that anymore, and she wanted to get rid of stuff. So she must have, in a course of a couple of days, brought me like four huge, huge bags, trash bags of nice clothes, clothes even with the tags on them, and belts and shoes. And I was overwhelmed. It was like, wow, this is perfect for my academy. I think a couple of things I end up using as my everyday house coat, house kind of dresses, but everything else went to the academy. And then the things that I felt like I couldn't use for the wardrobe room, I donated to charity, along with some of my stuff, because I went through my stuff. Then I had a friend of mine who owns a boutique. They mainly sell like lingerie and sexy costumes. Her physical store in Tucson was going out of business. She was only going to be selling online and at trade shows and to wholesalers that have stores, like she had a physical little boutique. So she was closing it down, and it was just before we were moving to San Diego. And I went in there and I shopped at least once, and everything was on sale. And then towards the end, I remember going there and her giving me, and then on a separate occasion, my husband went there, so sweet, after school and before work, I think he went there and got two huge like boxes full of stuff that she just wasn't concerned about selling. These are brand new things, tags still on them, like two big boxes full of stuff. And so, you know, again, there's a lot of reasons why people have a lot of stuff to sell. I do know many models who get things for modeling, in exchange for modeling, that they do not want to keep. It's not even necessarily like, this is so cute, I really need the money, I guess I could sell this, but I really don't want to. No, these are things that they may think are cute, but it's not necessarily something that they want to keep. I was talking to a model who is a fashion model, and modern fashion, and she was saying that she gets things, you know, to model in, and she gets to keep them, plus she gets paid. And then obviously there are, well, not obviously, but yeah, there are certain times she is willing to do trade depending on what the company is going to provide and give her. And a lot of times she sells them, the things that, like sunglasses, bathing suits, well, maybe not bathing suits, but sunglasses, things like that, like accessories. Because I remember her mentioning sunglasses specifically, but she sells vintage things on eBay because she loves collecting vintage things. And she goes to thrift stores often, finds things, and then that are in great condition, very good condition, that are vintage, that are antiques. And she lists them, not on eBay. She has a store somewhere else online. Same thing as eBay, though, the company. So that's what she does, and she does it on a regular basis. But she'll list like 20 to 50 things in a matter, a course of like a week, like every day that she, because she doesn't always have the time. So she usually does it in like groups and like clumps and like spurts where, but see, it will take until she has that time again to sell all 50 things or all 30 things, package them up, and then send them off. So, you know, it, but obviously she's making a monthly income by doing it. And I know that she will sell things that companies have given her. That she really doesn't want or doesn't have a need for. And then I'm sure there's people that have incorporated that into what they're doing. They are modeling for a clothing company or a product company that's giving them all of these products, that's giving them all these clothes. They may be getting paid, they may not be. They may be involved in sales and they're getting a percentage. They may not be. They may be, you know, there's so many different agreements. I went on that on my other episodes of my podcast when I was talking about being a social media influencer. Every company and everybody has a different agreement. But I know for a fact that that's what a lot of people are doing. And I just was talking online, typing up a post that I did, probably end up being another show that I'll do on my series of being a social media influencer and a clothing model. I just happened to notice this girl on YouTube. Long story short, she did a fashion overhaul video for Fashion Nova. It looks like she spent a couple $100. I really don't remember how much she said, but I would say, just say 300. It could have been 200. I don't think it was more than 300. So she bought these outfits, she ordered them, she set up a tripod and her cell phone, what appeared to be her cell phone and what appeared to be her bedroom. Beautiful girl, she had her makeup done, young, excited, energetic. She seemed genuinely excited. She didn't seem like somebody who is a model to me. For all I know, she could be a college student. I have no idea. She didn't appear to be a mother or wife, and I don't know. I still have no clue. She could be all of those things. But she appeared to be young and in her early 20s and just beautiful, beautiful skin. And she just had that smile and the energy that she was really excited. So I don't really recall how many followers, and that's obviously going to matter. And it takes a long time to get followers on your YouTube channel, to the tune of where you're making money, a significant amount every month on your videos. Anyways, she probably spent, just let's just say 300. She did the video. I watched it, so I know I helped contribute to her making money. I may have shared the video, so I'm sure if other people watched it, it's the same effect. But she invested, you know, the money in her camera and her tripod to obviously do this. And once you invest in those things, boom, you've got them for a while. She wasn't in any fancy studio. The lighting wasn't excellent. So I don't know if she spent money on professional lighting. But the initial investment was obviously there. And she spent the $300. She did the video. She edited it a little, posted it. I think in a matter of 2 days, it was over 900,000 views. Why? I don't know. I didn't go that far into researching it. I'm assuming that first and foremost, she has a lot of followers on her YouTube channel. That would be number one. I think my assumption would be a smart one. It would be a safe bet. And also, I'm sure so many people found it because of the word Fashion Nova overhaul. The tags that you put are important. When someone looks up the keyword Fashion Nova, they're going to see all of the videos. If someone looks up the keyword Fashion Nova overhaul, they're going to see all of the videos that have those words and those tags within those videos, especially if it's in the title. That's why you have to title and then tag the video. It really does help when people, and then of course, if your video is really popular, it's going to be one of the first ones that pop up when those keywords are typed in. That's just with anything. That's with anything. That's with on Google even. Or something that's trending. So she did that, and I read two different articles. I believe that for 1 million views, one article said 2,000, where another article said it's close to 5,000. Now, this is over a span of time. Every month, you get a check from the modernization agreement that you will go into, and you have to have over 10,000 followers on your YouTube channel. Obviously, the more you have, the more views. And then if you're covering a topic and your video is showcasing something like Fashion Nova, which is still really popular and really trending just as much as it was last year, then you're going to get more views because of the title and because of the content, obviously. So, you know, I'm thinking to myself, in 2 days, this child, this girl has made a couple grand. And that's not even for the month. I mean, once it reaches 30 days, she will receive a check for that video and all of her videos. And then it goes again. It doesn't just stop. It continues to go. So the day after she receives her check, anybody that's viewing that video is going to contribute to her next month check from YouTube. So that's how that works. And that's why people are making a lot of money. Lots of people are making hand over fist. Some people are making a living, and some people are just making extra income by doing their YouTube videos, especially how to and things like showcasing Fashion Nova, showcasing Gucci, showcasing the new MAC lipstick. It's going to get you views. And if you are really good at promoting and you have that social media fan base that's into what you're talking about, then you're going to have views. And nobody has to pay for anything. They just have to watch your video all the way through. And when things go viral, that's how videos increase the profit that they make every single month, because people share them, then someone else shares them over and over and over and over again. And it goes beyond that person just sharing it or just their followers, because it's gone viral. Everybody's sharing it. So many people. And then the people they're sharing it to are sharing it. And the people, it's a domino effect. It goes on and on and on. But, you know, you think about it and it's like, okay, well, you know, you can get a 30% off code to give to people once you start wanting to make money with Fashion Nova. That's like one of the very first ways. Well, they're actually going to be making all of the money. I think that I think it has to be a single person. It would be nicer if it was different people, but I guess that'd be too easy. But if a single person uses your code and they spend over a certain amount, then you will get a certain amount of credit. So people that are getting involved in that, there's a 30% discount. And as a consumer of Fashion Nova, newly begun, they're giving me 25% off and 30% off and free shipping with a whole bunch of things anyways. So it's excellent, because most companies, when you start modeling for them, whatever your agreement is, you might come upon in a part of your agreement where you do have your own code, and you may not be making any money per sale. They may be paying you or supplying you with things to be a social media influencer, give them content to promote with, but because of the fact that you have so many fans, here's your code, let your fans enjoy a discount or a special offer type thing, and you're not necessarily making any money. There's so many different deals, so many different agreements going on out there and deals going on out there. But anyways, I would just say for the most part, whether she got those clothes on sale, Fashion Nova is already cheap. Okay, let's keep it real. It's already inexpensive. Whether she took the $300. Oh, and I do believe she said in her video that this was over the course of time that she bought these outfits and then she saved them to do a video with them all in it, I guess in one day. So she spent over time, she spent the $300. I think that's exactly what she said. So anyways, but just say initially someone were to make that investment to see how much they can make specifically off that one video. So, you know, like I was saying, when you think about it, you know, she spent $300 and in 2 days she made a couple grand. So there are a lot of people who do that. There are a lot of people who might be getting these things at 30% off. There are people who might be getting them on sale and getting an additional percentage off of them or free shipping. And they're buying these things to wear out to the club or to wear in general or to wear at photo shoots. And they have no plans on reselling them, but they're going to do the video. They're going to make their $300 back. Or there are people who will pick and choose, or they specifically buy stuff just to do the video, not to wear out at all. And if it's tags on it, they keep the tags on it and they do the video to make the money from the video. And they bought the clothes specifically for the video and to resell them. Take a couple pictures in them, post them, make all or most of their money back. Especially if you're getting stuff for 30% off and it was already on sale, or you're getting stuff for 30% off plus free shipping, you know, you're coming out like a fat rat, basically, if that's where your mind is. So I know a lot of people don't think about YouTube videos that way, but yes, people are making money. Look at that number, 1 million views, 5,000 views, whatever. They're on their way to making money if they are doing a modernization agreement with YouTube. They're making money if they have over 10,000 followers on their YouTube channel and they have a modernization. They are making money. You know, everybody from people who are putting the journey of their twins, you know, and doing all these twin videos with their kids, to the guy that's famous for doing videos with his dog, taking his dog everywhere, to the guy who went viral by doing everything with his grandmother and taking his grandmother everywhere and doing videos with her. I mean, these people are making money. You might just be clicking on the video to get some entertainment or to learn how to something, but these people are making money. I know girls specifically that are in pinup, that are stylists, professional stylists, that have 300,000 followers on their YouTube channel and they do YouTube tutorials. I don't see them rushing to invest in photo shoots, and they're not talking about being published in magazines, and they definitely could be. Most of them already have. It doesn't seem to be something they're actively doing, but they are actively putting those videos up because how-to videos are the most popular videos on YouTube, and pets, cats. I remember my son, when he was a teenager, he told me that they should call it CatTube because it's like the most popular videos are of cats, mom. That's what he told me. So, but yeah, there you go. There are people who are doing this. There are people who, like when Mac has a day where they give away free lipsticks, or like I'm doing this now every day where I go on Try Spree. One word, Try Spree. And you get all of these samples sent to you for free to try out, to test. Now, you can use them to do videos on. You can use them to actually drink a cup of coffee or apply a facial mask before buying it and maintaining yourself. I mean, I have a feeling I'm going to be getting so many products for beauty to maintain my face that I might not even have to go out and buy for a while, because I'm going to be getting so many samples and tester size of so many different things. First thing I'm going to do, and I've been doing it, is I'm going to be doing videos with them. I want to make money off my videos one day. I want to work for these companies one day, but I also need these products because I need stuff to maintain my health, my body. I need stuff to clean with. I need stuff to cook with. Facial masks, moisturizer, things like that. I buy those things. I need those things. So doing a video to showcase them is interaction with my fans. It's also showing companies like that what I can do. It's like a demo reel, but it's also promotion and showing them that I'm active and showing them the exact content I'm being active with. So there's so many reasons why. And then I can take the samples if I wanted to, and I could resell them. I just bought like a sample tester size of MAC from someone because I didn't want to pay full price for the full size. And I just wanted to just test this out. And I paid like $8 for a sample, a tester travel size of some MAC lip glass. And the package that it came in, obviously, well, to me, it looks like this person got it somewhere where they were giving them away. It was sealed in, but it was just the way the package was. And this happens all the time. I used to sell Barbies and I used to get coupons, and every Wednesday they'd have this sale every Friday. And I'd even get coupons and hand them to my friends and say, go in there today and here's the money. Buy this Barbie with this coupon and I'll love you forever. And they would do it for me. And I would sell them for an even bigger profit on eBay because of the fact that I had that sale. There was a sale and I had a coupon. I'm going to be getting a coupon in the mail for something that is currently 40% off. So that tells you how cheap it is right now at Walgreens. And it's a full size. It's 40% off in store. That's their sale, which leaves it at $3, only $3. I'm being sent a coupon, a physical coupon, and I'm going to take it to the store for $3 off. So it's going to be free. So I'm going to get a full-size jar of this facial scrub for free because of the coupon that I'm using and the sale. So there's people, if you watch those programs where these people do this, oh my God, for a living, and the grocery store ends up owing them money. It's just mind-boggling. I mean, those people do that full-time every day. They're printing out coupons every day. They're going through their mail for coupons. Every time you turn, you know, they're asking their friends, can you get this coupon for me? Can you, I mean, it goes on and on. People are serious and they make money doing it by saving money for their home. And they make money by doing it, by saving money for other people. And just by reselling the things that they get for free. So it's definitely something that can be done. And for me, with all of the clothes that I have already, I'm not investing in things to make money. I already made the investment. And I have so many things that are things that people would want to buy. I really don't want to sell my vintage lingerie because I don't feel like I get anywhere near a decent price for it. But again, every $5, every $10, it adds up. The things that I've been getting from Fashion Nova, the clothes, they're cute. They're not something that I want to keep for my regular everyday life. So I'm going to sell them, and I'm pretty positive if I paid $7 for an outfit, I'm probably going to get my $7 back. Maybe I'll get $5 back. But the point is, I'm getting content, hopefully going to be getting some sort of deal with Fashion Nova in the future, and interacting. I'm also showing other companies what I can do. I'm getting content out there for my page, for my channel, and then I'm able to take these items and sell them and make my money back. So that's what I'm going to do. Things are going to be really slow this month. I'm not happy about it, but there's nothing I can do. with my academy. I didn't plan for this at all, so I go right to plan B. But more so, I really want to start doing this on a regular, like I tell myself that, but then I start using my time for other things. So that's what I'm going to start doing, no doubt. I started yesterday. I've been doing it, but I want to do it on a daily basis. I'm going to be listing stuff. I'm putting my feet and my whole body into fashion full force and selling clothes, modeling clothes, and just being a part of the fashion industry as much as I possibly can. So I'm actually looking forward to this, and this is running out. Ciao.